a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So an heirloom tomato is a variety of tomato that we say is usually around 50 years old or older. And it's what we call open pollinated, which means it's getting pollinated by the wind. It's getting pollinated by insects. It's getting self-pollinated. And the genetics are stable in these tomatoes, as opposed to a hybrid tomato that the genetics may not be stable. So if I was to grow out a seed from an heirloom tomato that I had saved, I would get the same tomato, where with a hybrid, I would get a totally different tomato. So these are good, stable genetic tomatoes that have usually a history, a story, great flavors, cool colors. The flavor profiles can be really complex in some of them. You get different levels of acidity, different sweetnesses, different even textures on the flesh of the tomatoes. My first tomato is the green zebra tomato. So I love this tomato because it's kind of a medium-sized tomato. I mean, you can eat this very easily, one person in a meal. It's green and yellow striped, which I really like because those green tomatoes kind of take a backseat to some of these other flashier colors. But it has a good amount of acidity and really good for fresh eating. It's an indeterminate variety. So when we talk about tomatoes, we talk about them being determinate or indeterminate. Indeterminate means that they'll keep growing, they'll keep vining, and they'll keep setting fruit throughout the whole season, where a determinate tomato will grow kind of more in a bushy form and will set one crop and kind of be done for the season. So this one, you can trellis, or you can grow in a traditional cage. You can grow on the ground. However you choose to grow your tomato, you can do it with a green zebra. I grow it every year religiously, and it's my husband's favorite tomato too. So we absolutely adore this tomato.
And so how available is it?
This one is fairly available. So you can usually find this one in the larger garden centers, and I have definitely found it in seed catalogs every single year.
So what's your next tomato?
The pink German tomato, and sometimes we call it the pink German giant. It's called the giant because this one produces the largest tomatoes that I've ever grown. These we've grown at the USU Botanical Center, which is where I'm located at for USU Extension, and we consistently have got tomatoes that are larger than a pound. They're light pink in color, so you get this beautiful pink hue. So if you're making a tomato salad, you want to add a bunch of different colors to that salad from different tomatoes. And it kind of has this silky smooth texture. And I'm a texture person. I love how silky smooth this one is. It's not as acidic as what you'd find in a typical red tomato. So if you have people in your family that are a little sensitive to the acidity, this is a really good option. And it's really good for fresh eating. Just great as a slicer. You can put it on sandwiches. You can put it in that salad. And again, this is an indeterminate variety.
I see it occasionally in garden centers. Have you found it fairly available?
This one is really available. So I've seen this one all over the place.
So what's your next tomato?
This is the hybrid, but this is the Better Boy tomato. And this is the quintessential red tomato. It's got that acidic flavor. It's a medium to large tomato, and it's everything that you would expect from that red tomato. It's great for fresh eating. You can use it in sauces. You can use it for canning. You can pretty much use it for anything, and it is prolific. So this actually set a Guinness Book of World Records record. A single plant produced 342 pounds of tomatoes.
And so what's next on your list?
The Goldman's Italian American tomato. This is a really interesting tomato. It's an extra large tomato. It consistently yields fruit that's about a pound. The tomatoes are pear-shaped and they're ruffled. So they have the kind of this ruffled edge on the bottom of the pear shape. It's a really silky texture, kind of like that pink German. And it makes an incredible sauce. So this tomato I grow just for sauce in my garden. So it will continue to yield throughout the season. If you're into creating that tomato sauce, if you're going to do salsa, this is a good variety. Yeah, so there's not a lot of seed and there's not a lot of juice in this tomato. And it's a great tomato. So you really should try it.
So what's your fifth variety?
This one's called the Costoluto Genovese tomato. It is what they call an old Italian tomato. So this is what the old Italian grandmothers would grow. And they would grow them because they can use them for every purpose. You can use it for sauce. You can use it for paste. You can use it for fresh eating. It's a beautiful red kind of medium-sized tomato. And it's very deeply lobed. And it's kind of flat in shape. So it kind of looks a little more disc-like. And those lobes are really distinct. It is an absolutely gorgeous tomato. Whenever we grow it here at the USU Botanical Center, I have more people come and ask, what is that tomato? Because it's just gorgeous. But you can use it for everything. Again, it's indeterminate. So we can get a great crop throughout the entire season. And an interesting fact about this one was grown at Thomas Jefferson's Monticello estate. And it's been around in the United States since the early 1800s. He grew it and he loved it. So a great historic tomato for America, even.
Sheridan, thank you for taking the time. We absolutely appreciate it.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.